Amen. Would you stand for the reading of God's word, Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. Thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were on the other ship, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. I want you to look at verse 4. That's going to be our focus. Jesus had finished his lesson or his sermon. He said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. I want to preach tonight on launch out. Launch out. 2012. Launch out into the deep. Amen. We're going to be looking at the story within the story tonight. I'm going to pray that the Lord will challenge our hearts. Father, thank you for your people. Thank you for those that are faithful to your house, faithful to pray. Lord, may we hear not my voice, but your voice, challenging us to launch out into the deep. We pray, Lord, you'd anoint the servant tonight that preaches and anoint ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You can be seated. One of the announcements this past week on the news was they've conglomerated a few years back, but the Sears Kmart business corporation had a bad holiday season and they're going to be closing stores. And I don't care whether you particularly like the store or not. When you hear that, there's got to be a note of sadness that doors are being closed. People are being laid off. A business is shrinking. It's a lot better to hear that a business is booming and growing and expanding. It's even more sad to see souls that begin to shrink. Amen? Instead of grow. But in 2012, I believe God's plan for us is not decline, but it's growth. It's not moving backwards, it's moving forwards. It's not becoming more shallow. It's getting into things that are deeper in God. Hallelujah. Let's face it. When we look at this story, Peter has been a failure. At least for that night, Peter, I'm not speaking of his character, I'm speaking of his trade, but Peter has been a failure. He came back without any fish. Amen. He came back. For all his hard work, he had nothing to show for it. He had no fish in the basket. He had failed to accomplish anything with his night of labor. He had failed to accomplish and reach his goal. But the story within the story tonight, Peter came back a failure, but Jesus wouldn't let Peter remain a failure. Peter had come home a failure, but Jesus sent him back out so he wouldn't become one. Hallelujah. You may feel that there have been failures in your life in 2011. things that you have failed at. Maybe it's your work that has failed. Maybe it's your things in your life. Maybe it's relationship in your life. Maybe it's goals you have not reached. Maybe it's spiritual aims and desires that were never came to reality in your life, and you feel a little bit like a failure when you look back at 2011. Things have fallen through in your life. Things haven't worked out in your life. But I want to look at Peter tonight. Peter's job wasn't going very well either. Peter wasn't being too successful either. And you may not feel like you're doing well, just like Peter didn't. But we need to listen what Jesus had to say and what Jesus did. Amen. Jesus wasn't going to let Peter stay in that place of failure. He was going to move him out beyond failure to prosperity. Hallelujah. And I believe God wants to do that with his people. You see, there's a problem. When we fail, we tend to do some things. When we fail, we tend to just stop and give up and let things go and say, that's just the way it's going to be. When we fail, we become disheartened. We become discouraged. We become depressed. When we fail, we withdraw. We go into a shell. We pull back. We isolate ourselves. Amen. Peter was getting ready to head up to the house of failure, but Jesus said, don't withdraw from the sea. Don't pull back. Go back into it. Get back out there. Hallelujah. I don't want you, Peter, to be a failure. In other words, Jesus' answer to Peter was, launch out. Hallelujah. Don't withdraw. Don't pull back. Launch out into the deep. I think it's what he wants us to do spiritually tonight. I believe he wants us to launch out. I don't know how things are going for you, but I know what Jesus' will is for us tonight. Launch out. Hallelujah. I said this is a story within a story, because we look at verse 1 and the people had pressed upon Jesus as he began to preach, but he was right up by the lake, and they pressed upon him so strongly that he was right on the shore. His feet were about in the water. There was no room for him to stand. He needed a solution, and he looked and he saw there two boats. They're empty, and those that had occupied them were up on the dock. They were washing their nets, cleaning their nets, folding their nets, and Jesus saw two solutions in one. He saw a way to reach the crowd, and at the same time, he saw a way to turn a man that had had a failing night, to turn him around and give him success. And he's going to take care of both things at once. He stepped into the boat and said, we're going somewhere. Now, you may not realize what that is, but your car's empty tonight. But if you went out and started getting your car, all of a sudden somebody slid in the passenger side and shut the door and said, you're going to take me somewhere, you'd have a little second thoughts about that, wouldn't you? But that's what happened to Simon Peter. It's empty. Amen. And suddenly Jesus steps in his boat and says, we're going somewhere. Amen. He does that every time he steps into a boat or a life. He says, we're going somewhere. We're not staying here. Amen. But what Jesus did, he told Peter, he said, push out just a little bit. And you've heard the explanation from that. That got Jesus away from the crowd so he could see them and address them. It also provided the acoustics with the water, that Jesus' voice was captured and amplified so he could preach to the crowd. And so Jesus began to preach to the crowd. Now let's stop there just for a moment. Now, ultimately, Jesus' goal is to get Peter to launch way out there in the lake, to launch way out in the deep. But notice in the story, within the story, what Jesus first did. He said to Peter, just push out a little bit. Peter said, I can do that. I can do that. That's not too far. He just wants us to go out a little bit so he can say, I can just push out a little bit. And I want you to notice, before Jesus ever got Peter to launch out, he got him to push off just a little bit. You can see that in verse 3. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. Oh, hallelujah. I believe God is talking to us tonight. Amen. If we would just move a little bit at his wish, we would move just a little bit at his impetus. Oh, if God could get us just to begin to move a little bit out, it wouldn't be long till he could get us to launch all the way out. You see, I don't feel much. We'll move with what you feel. Hallelujah. Not much is going on. We'll just move out a little bit. Amen. And so he launched out a little bit so Jesus could speak. Amen. But then when Jesus got through with the sermon, verse 4, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. Hallelujah. Launch out into the deep. Push away from the shore. Rig the sails and raise them. Hallelujah. Get the oars out. Put them in the lock. Apply your muscles to the oars. It's time to move from the place you're at right now. And not only launch out, amen, go ahead and put down your nets. It's going to be a successful launching. Hallelujah. This time you're not coming back empty. This time you're not coming back a failure. This time you're coming back full. Oh, it's time spiritually we launch out and have our nets of our soul filled with what God wants to provide. Can you say amen? Launch out. Amen. A lot of definitions for launch. I know it means to put a boat in the water. You put the definitions of the inherent meaning of launch out, and it means to spring forward energetically. Spring forward energetically. Oh, hallelujah. It's time for growth in our walk with God, our experience. It's time we just launch out. Spring forth and forward energetically. It means to go forward from where you're at right now. Thank you, Sister Cookie. Amen. Press forward from where you're at right now. To launch means to move beyond the normal and the usual. How many believes it's time in our lives to move beyond the normal and the usual? To launch out means to come out of the comfort zone. Glory to God. Amen. I'm talking about in our worship, in our praying, in our seeking the Lord, in our believing God. Hallelujah. It's time to launch out. To move out. Amen. And as I begin to look at this story, within the story, verse 5 again. Amen. Simon Peter had a response to Christ. He said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. I begin to look at Peter's response, and I begin to think about this from Peter's perspective. I begin to think about from Peter's point of view. And you know what I discovered? When I look at this from Peter's perspective and point of view, I see what is so often my own perspective and point of view. You know, Peter has a real short response here, especially the first part of it. But that short response says a whole lot. He said, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. He didn't say, oh yes, Lord, let's go. Let's launch out into the deep. He resisted it. Jesus said, launch out, and he resisted. He said, we have toiled all night. Think about this, Lord. Think about what I'm telling you here. We've toiled all night, and we've taken nothing. Of course, in his resistance to launching out, he's just broadcasting once again that he had failed. I looked at Peter's response, and you can add to this tonight, but first of all, I see from this that Peter was tired. Peter was tired. He said, we have toiled, worked. That's no gravy job. We have toiled. Jesus, you're telling us to launch out, to go back out there, but we are tired. Jesus, do you think that was a pleasure sailing trip that we went on last night just to be out in the moonlight and sail across the glassy sea? No, we were toiling. We were working. Peter's tired, and now Jesus is asking more of him and not less. I don't know how you've been, but there's a lot of times I'm just tired. And I'm not just talking about from physical exertion. I'm talking about from spiritual battles and spiritual exertion. I would venture to say that even these teenagers know what I'm talking about. In their walk with God, there's time they're just tired. How many's ever felt you just didn't have it in you to try one more time? You didn't have it in you to fight another battle. You didn't have it in you to put up with one more thing. How many's just been tired of being tired sometimes? I've toiled. Peter is tired. Jesus is asking more of him. I don't mean this in a bad sense. we can become tired in our worshiping. We can try to be consistent in praying and become tired in our praying, tired in our Bible reading, tired in our living for God. We've toiled at this thing, and now, Jesus, you're saying launch out. You're asking more. But make no mistake, Peter can look at the Lord and say, Lord, I'm tired. But Jesus simply responded, launch out. Oh, hallelujah. You know, one thing we need to learn, we don't need to get away from the battle to be renewed. He can renew us right in the middle of the battle. We don't have to quit this thing to find refreshment. He can refresh us right in the heat of the struggle. You could say you're tired tonight, but God is saying, launch out. You're weary. Amen. You're finding it hard to run and to walk. Amen. You're weary. But they that wait upon the Lord, they that launch out, shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Peter said, I'm tired. Jesus said, launch out. Hallelujah. Peter, I see in his response, he said, we have toiled. Peter felt he had done all that was possible to do. Everything that was possible, all that could be done, Peter felt that he had done it. That's it found in that word toiled. Lord, we didn't go about this haphazardly. It wasn't a half-hearted effort. We toiled at this thing. We did everything possible, everything. We really worked at it. We gave it our best. We put everything into it. I can't tell you the times in difficulty, I'm talking about ministry, I've said to my wife, I've done everything I know to do. And I'm just giving you illustration, not a cry session, but I've told her I don't know if I can put any more into it because I don't know anything else to do. If I knew another way to do it, if I knew another thing to do, I'd do it. You felt that way. You felt like you've done everything possible in this situation. You've said everything that could be said. You tried everything that could be tried, and still it was a failure. Amen. You may feel like that tonight. I've already done, Lord, everything I can do. And you know what he's going to say to you? Launch out. Launch out. Hallelujah. Look at Peter's short response. Next of all, Peter didn't think. Really, if you ask him, if you got down to it, Peter really didn't think it would do any good to go out there on the lake again. Look what he said. He said, have taken nothing. We have taken, we was out there all last night and we've taken nothing. You know what he was really saying with that response? It's really not going to do any good to go. Lord, you know, I'll go back out there if you want me to, but it's not really going to do any good. You know, Peter wasn't just speaking simply from that night, that past night's experience. Peter was a fisherman. He knew fish. He knew that lake. He knew what time you should fish and what time you shouldn't fish. Amen. He was saying to Jesus, we've already made a dry run. Nothing has changed. It's not going to do any good. I'm telling you, amen, there's so many times that gets a hold of us, and the devil always likes to reinforce that in our mind. You can go ahead and go to church. It's not going to do you any good. You can go ahead and go to the altar. It's not going to do your situation any good. Amen. Just, you know, it's just not going to work. How many times have you heard the enemy whisper that to your soul? Amen. The Lord wants you to do this, but that's not going to work. And that's what Peter was saying. Lord, we'll go out there again, but it didn't work last night, and it's not going to work today. But you know what Jesus said to him when he said it can't work? Jesus said, launch out. Launch out. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Something else about Peter's response. And there's something else Peter's saying. He's saying, I've already been there and done that. You're sending me to the same fishing hole I went to last night. You're asking me to do something I've already tried. I know how that gets a hold of us. Hey, amen. A preacher will preach something and we'll sit there and think, I've already tried that and it didn't work. I'm not talking about exploring why it did or didn't, but that's just something that gets a hold of us. Someone says, let's have revival. Somebody will be thinking, we already tried that last year. We made a push last year for revival. Someone will say, let's have an outreach program. Oh, we've done that. We've done that. We've already been there and done that. Oh, hallelujah. I don't want to regress to this morning, but we're serving a God that can make everything new. He can re-energize. Glory to God, what you've done over and over. When you do it at His command, it's different. What if Naaman had to stop the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth time when he dipped in Jordan's river, but he kept at it to the seventh time and he came up clean? I don't care how many times you've done it. Amen. If the Lord asks you to do it again, don't say, I've already done that. Amen. Have Peter's response, Lord, I've already done it. Nevertheless, if you tell me to do it again, I'll do it again. I'll launch out again. I'll let down the net again. I'll pray again. I'll worship again. I'll seek your face again, because it's your command. It makes a difference. And last of all, this is implied. I don't see it so much in his statement to Jesus, but what must have been the context? I think there was a little bit in Peter. He was afraid of what others would think. I'm talking about the other fishermen. He's already thinking about if he went fishing in the daytime, what it's going to be like when he got home at night in the village and the other fishermen got a hold of that when he came back with no fish. Peter, what were you thinking? You know you shouldn't be fishing at that time of day. I mean, he could have begun to be concerned. I know it's unspoken here, but be concerned, because the other fishermen in that bay there, they knew that he wasn't doing the conventional wisdom thing. You can't get no fish, Peter. He could almost hear the laughs when he got back with empty nets, the ribbing from the other fishermen that he had tried something so foolish. He could have let that stop him, what the other people would think. How many times, even in a worship service, have folks let that very thing keep them from launching out? They begin to be concerned, what are other people going to think? What are they going to think if I come out of that pew shouting? What are they going to think if I walk the aisle and answer to an altar call? What are they going to think if I obey the Lord and just stand up and begin to sing the song that's a stirring in my soul? I'm telling you, you may be concerned what other people think, but you know what the Lord is saying tonight? Launch out. Get beyond it, Peter. Oh, and Peter's response changes. He says, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I don't understand it. I don't see how it's going to make a difference. I don't see how it's going to change anything. Nevertheless, at your word, I'm going to do it. Oh, blessed be the name. Anyone here feel like launching out in 2012? How many here, you don't have to lift a hand, but you said, I've been letting down the nets and they've been coming up empty, but I'm going to let down the nets one more time, and then one more time, and then one more time. Hallelujah. God may have not answered your prayer yet. Let down the nets another time. Oh, blessed be the name. Let's launch out. Let's launch out in our worship services. I tell you, I get excited when I see folks in the prayer room. But I get excited when I see folks start showing up to the prayer room that haven't been coming, because I know they're launching out. You know, it excites me when folks move with the Spirit and someone's a singing and somebody gets excited in the congregation and they stand up and begin to worship God. But it excites me to see somebody standing up that you never see standing up. You know why? That means they're a launching out. Hallelujah. I like to see someone using the Spirit that in the past there's no record of. Why? Because somebody else just launched out in a worship service. I think it's time we launch. I'm talking about when He prompts. I'm not talking about at somebody else's command, or just, I'm talking about when He says launch out. We just, without hesitation, we just launch out even in the middle of a worship service. Hallelujah. We need to launch out in our personal lives. Maybe you've never done it. Begin a prayer journal. Amen. Maybe you've never done it. Buy you a study Bible. Amen. Target a book of the Bible. Begin to study. Amen. Say, I've never done this before, but I'm going to start as Daniel. Start praying three times a day. Whatever it is in our personal lives, I believe it's time to launch out and move beyond the place that we've been in. Maybe not worship in our personal life. Amen. Maybe in evangelism we need to launch out. Maybe you've never tried to tell somebody about Christ. Amen. Maybe it's time to launch out to a person at work, a neighbor, someone you meet in the grocery store. And as the Spirit prompts you, amen, let yourself be used as the mouthpiece of the Holy Spirit to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe it's time to launch out in evangelism and outreach. You say, I'm uncomfortable doing that. I know Peter was uncomfortable getting back in that boat. It's not a time for comfort. It's a time to launch out. Hallelujah. But what I want to note before I close, they're launching out into the deep and letting down the nets was richly rewarded. Verse 6, and when they had thought about doing this, and when they had talked about doing this, and when they had made plans intended to do this, when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, so many that the net couldn't hold them all, and the net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, verse 7, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. I want you to know when they launched out, they came up with full nets. Do you want your heart full tonight? Launch out. Do you desire the blessings of the Lord? Launch out. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not going to attempt to sing it. We used to sing it, Brother Steve, out of this book. I don't know how many remember singing that. But launch out. I know the modern Christian songs, they may capture human sentiment very well. But the old hymns had a way of catching Bible truths and spiritual truths in a great way. Amen. The mercy of God is an ocean divine, a boundless and fathomless flood. Launch out in the deep, cut away the shoreline, and be lost in the fullness of God. And the chorus says, launch out into the deep. Oh, let the shoreline go. Launch out in the ocean divine, out where the full tides flow. And when he launched out, Brother Heath, and let down his nets, he was richly rewarded. Staying on the shore, there's no fish. But when he launches out, the nets are full. You know, there's one other thing in the story that we often miss. The story is the miracle that Christ did and the calling of Peter to fish for men. That's the story. But this, in the story within the story, the nets were so full they began to break. The Bible said they had to call the partners from the other boat. See, when you launch out and your net gets full, you'll become such a blessing that you'll affect somebody else to get their net full. When Peter's nets were full, his friends' nets became full. You let one person in a church, one person in a youth group, say, I'm going to begin to launch out at God's bidding. And let that young person begin to get their nets full. And it won't be long. Somebody else will be wanting to get their nets full. Can you say amen? Would you come music tonight? I believe in 2012, the Lord is calling us with the injunction he gave to Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drop. One time I was teaching one of my boys how to fish, and you got to get past, teach them to cast. One thing it's hard for a kid to do is leave that line out there, wait for a bite. But not only would they drag it in with that little Mickey Mouse pole, you know what I'm talking about, the Walt Disney pole. But reel it all in just so they could see the worm, but there's the worm about an inch from the shore and about a half inch of water. I remember saying, son, you ain't ever going to catch a fish there. Throw that on out. And what we need and what we long for, we're never going to get in the shallows of the shoreline of comfort and pet peeves and preferences. But if we'll launch out, He'll richly reward and bless. I believe it's time to launch out, don't you? Let's stand across the building. Would you lift your heart and hand and say, Lord, if you'll help me in 2012, I will launch out. I'm not satisfied staying where I'm at. I'm not satisfied with an empty net. I'm not satisfied with my failures of 2011. I'm not satisfied to let the world drag me down. I'm not satisfied to lose all zeal and joy of the Lord, be tormented of the enemy. I'm not satisfied with spiritual weakness. I'm not satisfied with that failure in my spiritual. I'm going to launch out. I'm going to launch out. I wonder how many right now you hear the Lord saying to you personally, launch out. I want you to come and stand tonight. Lift your hands. Right now you hear the Lord speaking to your soul to launch out. And as a show of what's happening in your heart, you'd step forward right now and come forward and lift up your hands and say, in 2012, I'm going to launch out. I'm going to hear the voice of the Lord. What about it, young people? Do any of you hear? I want to use you this year. I want to send revival. Do any of you hear? God, use me. Use me in the youth group to bring revival. Amen. Do you hear it in your heart? Would you come and say, in 2012, I'm going to launch out. I'm going to let down I'm tired of an empty net. I'm tired of coming up empty. I need more. I want more. I don't want to stay here. I want to cut loose the shoreline. I want to launch out into the deep. I want to let down my nets into the water. I'm telling you, somebody, launch out right now. He'd fill your net, hallelujah. He'd fill your heart. He'd fill your soul, hallelujah. Let's seek Him tonight. Oh, let's seek Him across the building. Let's launch out.
I'm not going back.
Oh, hallelujah.